This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
Listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I would away forever, exalted in the sea. As long as I am with you, my heart continues to be.
Hey, singles, it's Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How's everyone doing? Oh my gosh, it's officially Valentine's month. You know, it's craziness. I'm craziness. yeah, this is my busy time of year, you guys. My busy time of year. So yeah, it's always a little hectic, you know, from New Year's through February. And then around mid-February, it starts to slow down a little bit. Obviously, after Valentine's Day, I am a dating expert. My busy time of year. There you go. So, yeah, I got a lot of energy without coffee today because I'm just like, woo, woo, woo. All right, you guys. So this is the Valentine's show. I'm very excited. Hopefully you are too. And even if you're single, I just think Valentine's Day and that time of year, this time of year that we're in right now, is a really fun time of year if you make it fun, which a lot of times we make it so stressful. We make it this hard, like, scary, oh, I'm single and look at the world. The world is in love and I'm not, maybe, or, you know, whatever. Or I'm seeing somebody that I kind of like, but it's not this love fest, you know. So this show is all about giving you tips for surviving, quote unquote, Valentine's Day, or Singles Awareness Day, as we so lovingly call it, you know, some of us single people, surviving Valentine's Day if you're single, and for all of you who might be dating somebody new, and you know, you're not totally exclusive, or you're not sure what the status is completely, how you get through Valentine's Day in terms of planning something fun, that kind of thing, with someone new that you're seeing. Because again, I think that's a really specific category where it's like, you obviously, you know, can't do like a, you know, you're not going to buy someone like a diamond ring or something if you've been seeing them for a month, most likely. Those stories do exist, but in general, that's not going to be the case. So what do you do to show the person that you're dating that, hey, I see you there. Happy Valentine's Day. We're cool. I really enjoy hanging out with you, and I'm enjoying getting to know you, but I'm not, like, you know, giving my heart over to you after 6 weeks of dating or whatever, okay? So we're going to go through all of that on the show. Before we get to that, though, I want to announce for all of you in Los Angeles on, I think it's a Wednesday, February 18th. Is that a Wednesday? Oh, man, I should know what day that is, but I don't know. I think it's a Wednesday. February 18th here in Los Angeles, I will be doing my first workshop at the Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. It's an online dating workshop, you guys. So online dating and Tinder. So to basically maximize your, I guess, matches, just make your profile better and do's and don'ts for online dating, dating on an app such as Tinder and that kind of a thing, you know, just a good general, here's what it is, here are different online dating sites that might work for you, because it's so funny, you know, obviously doing what I do, I know a lot of different kinds of online dating sites, you know, I know more mainstream sites, I know more alternative lifestyle sites, I know, you know, I know a lot of stuff, but I'm shocked when I talk to people and they don't know, but how would you know if you don't know? So this workshop is designed to show you some of those sites to help you do your own profile and make, you know, choose the best pictures that represent you in the best way. You know, maybe take out some language maybe you've put in your about me section in your profile that might be deterring people from messaging you or replying to you if you were messaging them. And just a good general overview of that. It is free, you guys. It's totally free. Oh my gosh, how awesome is that? And again, at the Pleasure Chest on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, February 18th. That will go on my website this week, so you can check more out about that. And just stay tuned for that. Like I said, busy time of year. Lots of stuff's happening. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. Okay, so let's jump right in. Okay, so Valentine's Day, you guys. Oh, by the way, let me just, in case you don't know, my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Check me out. I'm on Twitter at datingadvicegrl. Also at Instagram at datingadvicegrl. So datingadvicegirl with no I in the word girl. Datingadvicegrl. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl. YouTube.com/thedatingadvicegirl. Pinterest.com/thedatingadvicegirl. And many other sites at, you guessed it, The Dating Advice Girl. Okay. I'm also on Yelp. I'm on Fiverr. I'm on Tastemade. I'm on so many different things. Okay. So, okay, Valentine's Day. Let's focus. Here we go. All right. So, if you are single on Valentine's Day, okay, here we go. Here are some helpful hints or helpful tips, hopefully, for you. No matter how much we promise ourselves that this year, Valentine's Day is not going to be a big deal for us. We're going to go on with our lives and just live and have fun with friends or whatever. For some reason, it always becomes stressful. I don't know why we do this to ourselves. Why do we do it? I don't know. I don't know why we do this, okay? But why should we care so much about what society says we should be or how we should feel or who we should be with on Valentine's Day? Screw that. Screw you, society. I'm going to do Valentine's Day the way I want to do it, okay? Valentine's Day really should be a time to create a new tradition for ourselves by finding the fun, okay? Whether that be with friends of yours, whether that be hanging out just at home, relaxing, you know, because you're workaholic and that's the only day, night, whatever, that you can go away. Hey, by the way, Valentine's Day is on a weekend this year, which is great. So if maybe you want to do a weekend away retreat kind of a thing for yourself or with friends, or, you know, if you are dating somebody new, why not do a weekend away with somebody new? And again, that's risky in the first like couple months because you're still getting to know each other. But if you feel like maybe you've already done something like a mini trip away, that's a great idea for Valentine's Day. It's the perfect setup. Thank you very much, calendar and universe, for setting up Valentine's Day on a weekend. There you go. But if you are single, here are some tips for surviving Valentine's Day, aka Singles Awareness Day. Okay, here we go. Number one, treat yourself. Okay? Maybe there's something you've been wanting to do that you haven't done yet, right? There's no better time to do it than Valentine's Day, you know? Go to a spa, get a massage. And by the way, that's for guys and girls, or for girls and guys, by the way. Because guys, listen, especially living in Los Angeles, I know a lot of dudes who go to spas, and guess what? It's delightful. I think a lot of the guys here in Los Angeles have realized, oh, I get why girls do this. So that's not necessarily just for the girls. Hello. You know, buy yourself a bunch of candy. I know that I do. I have a big sweet tooth. So for me, yeah, candy. I'll be buying myself some candy. I'm not waiting for a love interest to buy me candy. I'm going to do it for myself. Yay. I love it. You know, who says love and affection and appreciation can't be directed at oneself, okay? Now, obviously, you don't want to be some, like, like, someone who's like, yeah, me all the time. But again, I think Valentine's Day is a really good time of year to show appreciation for yourself, especially if you are single and maybe don't have a significant other. Show love to yourself. Hello. Self-love, everybody. Self-love. All right. Okay, number two. Mingle with other singles. You aren't going to be the only single person without a date this Valentine's Day. I guarantee it. Especially if you're in a big city. I'd say like half the city, if not more, is comprised of single people. So, hello, why not get together with the other single people and enjoy Valentine's Day, right? Find a local event where other singles will be hanging out. See if your town has any singles gatherings or events that aren't couples specific that may be fun to attend, right? So, maybe there's some events that are, you know, a lot of places are going to have like Valentine's Day dinners and love and this and that. So, there are going to be, again, especially in a big city and possibly in not so big cities, a lot of times because there are people are realizing that there are a lot of single people, there are sometimes events that pop up that are for singles specifically or for, you know, where you could go with your friends or go by yourself or whatever. So you're there with other single people. If you don't feel comfortable going alone, bring a friend along and mingle with other singles together. You can be each other's wing woman or wing man and introduce each other to interesting guys and gals you meet while you're out and about. How perfect is that? Seriously. You might want to debrief your friend before. Debrief? Is that the word? You might want to have a conversation with your friend before, though. Because, you know, sometimes friends like to kid around with each other or embarrass each other, like, in a fun way. But if you're, like, the point of being a wingman or wingwoman is to present your friend in their best light and show how awesome they are. So maybe talk to your friend. If your friend's, like, a jokester, talk to your friend beforehand. Be like, hey, listen, dude or girl. Dudette, you know, don't make fun of, you know, let's take it easy on the riffing for tonight, because you know what, maybe there's some hot people we want to meet, you know, whatever. So again, the point of being a wing woman or wing man, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's basically you going out with a friend, your friend approaches someone that you find, your friend, you tell your friend, hey, I like that person over there, that person's hot, attractive, whatever, I want to talk to them. Your friend opens the door for you and basically says, hey, you should meet my friend, or hey, how you doing, like starts the conversation and basically is pitching you to this person. So it's like, hey, how's it going, are you having fun at this bar tonight? Oh yeah, you know who really likes having fun at bars? My friend John over here, you know. So you're just kind of like, your friend is your pitch man, your friend is or pitch woman, your friend is the one who's like, my friend is awesome, you should talk to him or her, blah, blah, blah. Okay, all right, let's move on. So number one was treat yourself if you're single on Valentine's Day. Number two, mingle with other singles if you're single on Valentine's Day. Number three, do something fun with friends, okay? If you're not feeling especially flirty this Valentine's Day, do something non-Valentine's Day related and plan a hang session with friends instead. Whether it's going out for cocktails or staying and watching your favorite movies, you're sure to have a good time with your nearest and dearest. Your nearest and dearest, by the way, could be your adorable puppy friend or your adorable kitty friend. Or, you know, your neighbor who's really fun. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, just, you know, do something fun with friends or with people you enjoy or with your pets or with your family or whatever, okay? Again, we've made Valentine's Day into this thing of, like, it's got to be some romantic person that you're hanging out with. And I just don't know why that should be, right? I'm sure, like, I don't know. But again, that's a societal thing that we've made into it being you have to be romantic and getting flowers and possibly getting laid and being intimate and all these things with people, which isn't the case, okay? Sure, those things are fun when, you know, you're with someone, but when you aren't, you can still have fun. It doesn't mean you're not going to be able to have fun on Valentine's Day. Okay, number four, having said that, number four is go on a date on Valentine's Day. I know, it's kind of a crazy concept, but here you go. If you can't beat them, join them. Rather than wallowing in self-pity, because the thing is that some of us, I get it, it's a very real thing to feel a little lonely on Valentine's Day, even though I'm saying get over it and go out with friends. I get it, it's a very real thing to feel that way. If you feel like you're going to be somebody who might wallow or feel bad because you're not joining half the masses, let's say, who are with someone, then plan a date for Valentine's Day. Why not, you know? Plan plan or accept a date with your crush or with someone you've met online or on a dating app or what have you, or through friends, and join the masses who are also on dates, okay? If you choose to go on a first date or an early date with somebody new, remember to keep things fun and not overly serious. Because I know it's real easy to jump real fast. It's a romantic day and there's love in the air. So it could be real easy to jump from, oh my gosh, first date with someone. I don't really know. Their online profile is okay. And then you see them in person and you're swept up in the love that is Valentine's Day. And you're like, oh my gosh, this person's the one. Okay? It's really easy to do. Try not to do that. Right? Okay? Because again, it's the emotions and the energy of the day could make you have false feelings for somebody that you ordinarily would feel like lukewarm for, okay? So if you do accept a date for Valentine's Day with somebody new, just try to remember to keep it fun. That's the objective, to keep it fun, okay? Think outside the box and be creative for the date, though, okay? Your Valentine's date can be anything from a fancy dinner to an art show, you know, to just bowling or getting a burger or having a cocktail. I mean, it doesn't have to be some elaborate Valentine's plan that you do. Do something fun and interesting. I mean, I know, and I'm actually still comprising my list of the top Valentine's Day date ideas that I do every year. Stay tuned for that to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. But one of those will be, and was last year as well, 2-for-1 rock climbing, which is amazing here in Los Angeles. I mean, something adventurous is so fun and not typically a Valentine's Day date, but how fun is that, right? So you're out in nature and you're climbing on actual, like, rocks, because I did it. I actually did it. I'll show pictures of that. I did it and it was amazing. So you're climbing and, like, sharing this experience with somebody new and it's really fun. So something like that could be great for a first Valentine's Day date or an early Valentine's Day date. Regardless, plan something that won't be too much, that won't put too much pressure on either one of you for Valentine's Day, okay? Number 5, put a positive spin on the day. What are you grateful for? What are you able to do as a single person that you wouldn't do if you were in a relationship? Hello, I know there's a lot of things, because guess what? Couples, or people who are married and people who are in couples, so they love their spouse or their partner, people talk to me a lot about that kind of thing. How they, oh my gosh, they, you know, love their partner, but they wish that they could just have a day or even just like a weekend to themselves. They haven't, you know, they're always with their partner and all this stuff. So what are you grateful for being single that you wouldn't necessarily have if you were in a couple? Think about that. And enjoy it on Valentine's Day. Enjoy that thing on Valentine's Day, okay? Let's see. We sarcastically call Valentine's Day Singles Awareness Day like it's a bad thing. If you can spin the singles awareness negativity into a positive experience that focuses on the perks of singlehood, the day can become an amazing celebration of your single status. It's all about changing your mindset, okay? Whatever you decide to do for Valentine's Day, choose to enjoy the day. Feeling sorry for yourself, I repeat, feeling sorry for yourself won't accomplish anything except wasting the day. Have fun and choose to celebrate your affection for friends, family, crushes, and above all, yourself. Because why? Because you deserve it. And again, it's Valentine's Day. It's about love overall, not specific love to a romantic partner. That is my personal opinion. And I think it would help everyone if you adopted this opinion that I have. Because again, it just should be about enjoying the day, buying some candy, having some fun, hanging out, doing something fun, okay? That's what it should be. Let's make it that instead of this loathsome, scary time of year that we dread as single people. Let's flip the script on that one. All right, so when we come back from this quick commercial break, I am going to give you guys a few ideas for those of you who are dating somebody new and it is a new relationship, or maybe you've been out with someone a few times and you're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what to do for Valentine's Day. It's so stressful. Oh my gosh, I just don't know. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what they like and what they don't like. So when we come back from the break, I'll give you some ideas, some quick ideas as to how to go, which way to go for planning something fun for your new love interest, your new potential love interest on Valentine's Day. Stay tuned, you guys. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a sec.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, You'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Right, we're back. You were listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in sunny Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles. Here we go. By the way, Los Angeles is a very specific place to date. I realize all of this. But yeah, it's good times though. And it's good times depending on your mindset. It's terrible, horrible times if you have a bad mindset about it. Let's jump back in. So we just went over, you know, reasons or basically tips for surviving Valentine's Day if you are single, okay? So we are jumping back into now the other side, the one step you're walking as a single person, and then the threshold, you jump over the threshold into you're sort of seeing somebody new. How do you navigate Valentine's Day if you're seeing somebody new? Maybe you've been out like less than 3 months, let's say, so you're still trying to get to know them, you want to do something special for them, you know, you're still trying to figure out exactly what the deal is, and you know, but you want to do something nice but not crazy expensive or crazy, you know, overkill. Okay, so here are some tips, okay? I don't know why we make Valentine's Day so stressful, okay? Sometimes, but when we're dating someone, especially if we're dating someone that we really enjoy and we see potential with, we get so focused on finding the perfect thing to impress someone special that we forget about just celebrating romance, having fun with that person, which again is number one, and, you know, just, you know, having fun with people that you enjoy having fun with, okay? When you make romance fun and love your focus, Valentine's Day becomes when you make romance and love your focus, Valentine's Day becomes way, way, way less stressful. If you make it about fun, let's go ahead and add fun in there. If you make it about fun, Valentine's Day becomes way less stressful, and your date night options appear way more easier to find. Like, there's so many more date night options that become apparent, okay? Here are some tips for enjoying Valentine's Day and eliminating the pressure attached to wooing that someone special, okay? Here we go. So again, if you're dating somebody new, you're trying to find out something interesting and fun to do, you don't want it to be stressful, and you want to find something because you're stressed out about finding something to do. Okay, number one, be creative. Plan an experience rather than just eating and drinking at a fancy schmancy restaurant. Though I'm not opposed to the restaurant idea, I do think it's an interesting if you plan something that's an experience, because if you're sharing an experience together, it creates more of a bond with the person you're dating. That's just a fact. Remember, just think back to the last person you dated, or even like a friend or a sibling or something that you did something experiential with, or there was like, you know, it was something like, you know, where you went kayaking, or you went, you know, I don't know, you had a really intense game of basketball you were playing or something. You know, it creates a bond. You remember that experience, okay? So plan an experience with your love interest this Valentine's Day. You know, that could be anything, like I said before, you know, like some sort of like rock climbing or something like that, or even like a wine tasting class. So it's experiential. You're learning about wines. You're doing it together. It's really, really great. And so, you know, you could even plan, this is a really creative idea too, you could even plan for your love interest a Valentine's Day scavenger hunt where you have things hidden around his or her apartment or your apartment. It's like, here's note number one, find the first thing. It'll lead you to note to gift number two, and it could be little gifts like, here's a chocolate behind the pillow, or here's a, you know, a thing. And at the end, there's like a bigger gift, or, you know, a bigger like, oh, and this is why I think you're amazing, you know, that kind of a thing. And this is why I'm happy to, that you're my Valentine, that kind of thing. That's really fun. It's experiential. You're doing something together. Number two, be active. Plan or sign up for a fun couples activity. Like I said, I keep saying it, rock climbing. By the way, the rock climbing company I keep mentioning is called Rock Climb Every Day. And the owner of the company, her name is Olga, and she is amazing. One of the best instructors I've ever seen, really, in any of the, because I didn't know anything about rock climbing, but she's really, really great. Again, Rock Climb Every Day is the website, is the web address, .com. All right, so couples yoga, you know, a salsa class, you know, anything that's activity-based, again, be active. That kind of thing is really fun on a Valentine's Day. And it's not typical. It's something different that's out of the box, okay? Thinking outside the box. Number three, be extra sweet. If it's the norm for you and your love interest to buy gifts of appreciation for each other on a regular basis, which is nice, and I think that's one of the five love languages, actually. If you guys are both like, you know, that book is amazing, by the way, the five love languages, because it basically says that everyone receives love and feels affection in different ways. So receiving gifts could be one of your ways. Someone completing a task for you could be another way. Someone telling you verbally in words that they love you or they care for you or they appreciate you is another way. So all of those things, again, that book is the five love languages. But if someone's, if you guys are your love language is gifts and you already do that kind of stuff a lot, then why not add a personalized note or something personalized to your Valentine's Day experience? So yeah, like I said, you might give little gifts to each other anyway on a daily basis. Well, so add just a little oomph to that, an extra oomph for Valentine's Day, and make it personalized. You know, this and other small gestures can take your Valentine's Day to the next level and help you score extra points in the romance department. I'm talking to you guys, but girls too, but especially the guys. I'm talking to you. Though, like, girls, like, in heterosexual relationships, let's say, you know, guys, us girls really appreciate you doing, like, an extra touch or, you know, like, oh, that's personalized for me. Oh, that's so sweet. He made an effort. That's really, really, we love that stuff. It's great. Number four, be aware. Realize that your Valentine's Day gift will send a message. The bigger and the more expensive the gift, the bigger the statement and the more serious your love interest will take you and your gesture, okay? That's why I'm trying to give you guys ideas that aren't as expensive and aren't as lavish, because it will send a message and, you know, it might catapult you into a more serious category if you go really, really big with a Valentine's gift. If that is what you want, go for it. If you aren't ready for that big step of commitment or that kind of a thing, go smaller on the Valentine's gift. Don't ignore Valentine's Day, though, because that's the worst move you can make. Again, I'll repeat that one more time. If you're dating somebody that you want to continue to date after Valentine's Day, and it's been a few weeks or a couple months or whatever, do not, please, please do not ignore Valentine's Day. That's the worst move you can make. Even if you only get them a card, I think, I shouldn't say only, I think a card, a really personalized card or something is really great, something like that. And it's old school nowadays, because who sends cards anymore? I think that's a really great idea, but just don't ignore the day. It's a bad move, I'm telling you. Stick with something small if you're starting something new in a new relationship, and if you're not looking to change your relationship status. Like I said, stick with the small gift idea if you're good with what's happening and the pace at which things are happening, okay? If you're ready to take things to the next level and you're sure that your love interest is on the same page, by all means, go big with the gift, like I said. Number five, be your own version of perfect. The phrase one size fits all does not apply when in regards to Valentine's Day. What is considered perfect for one person or couple might be an afterthought for another. The perfect gift for you and your love interest will be something based on his or her interests, likes, preferences and passions. So pay attention to your love interest. Your love interest is constantly giving you clues as to what gets them excited. These clues will lead you to a Valentine's gift or experience that your love interest will adore and regard as perfection. Whatever perfection means, but perfect for them, by the way. Okay, so there you go. Like I said, whatever you do, don't ignore Valentine's Day. If you're single, enjoy Valentine's Day in the way that you're going to have fun doing it. I love you all for listening. Love, hearts, Valentine's Day. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you guys next time. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Woo, woo, woo.